When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
You're now listening to The Jillian Michaels Show.
All right, I am so excited to have one of my dear friends, Janine Driver, who is a body language expert.
She's awesome.
Oh, she's the best. You see her all over. She's all over the TV. She's also the author of You Say More Than You Think, a 7-day plan for using the body language to get what you want. Also the New York Times bestselling author of You Can't Lie to Me.
Women across the country, by the way, are buying this book and then looking their husbands in the eye and going, so, where were you last night?
Oh, you looked down. That means you
lied. Down to the left. Yeah. We're supposed to be. Janine, welcome, first of all. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm standing up doing this interview, and I'm squatting and lunging in your honor, Jillian.
Good girl. Thank you, buddy. Thank you very much. So now, this whole segment is for you guys out there, and it's literally body language to dominate in the office. So we've got 6 things, and I never would have thought about this stuff until literally I saw it, and then I was like, all right, that makes perfect sense. Like, I know stuff like, you know, if you lean back, you're making them come to you. If you lean forward, you're like over eager. But maybe I'm wrong about all that. So number one is about acing a meeting. And you say choose a seat that's close to your boss. So why?
Okay, so this is tricky. So because we each have a side preference, our right side or our left side.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with if you're right-handed or left-handed. I happen to like people on my right side. My oldest son, Angus, he's 9. He likes people on his right side. So when we go to snuggle in the bed, I put Angus to my right. He doesn't like that because now I'm on his left side.
Right.
So he'll jump over my body, puts me to his right side. Wow. Now he's on my bad side. So same thing happens at snuggling with my 9-year-old son, Angus, that happens in the boardroom. If you are sitting across from your boss, this is what's called the fighting pose. If you can imagine, you guys, that we remove the table. This, and I go up to you, Jillian, and I'm like, I'm 5'9". And I start like pushing your chest. It's like, what are you going to do about it? But we think when there's a restaurant table, we're in a booth, or where there's a boardroom table, that because of that space is being closed by a piece of furniture, that's not the fighting pose. No, I still have no visual layout. You have no visual layout. We're looking right at each other.
Okay.
That increases your stress, increases my stress. So you're better to be at one side. The problem is you're going to have to try out at home which side is your boss's favorite side.
Oh, wow.
Try on the right side. If your boss keeps giving you the cold shoulder, literally turning her belly button away from you, we face our belly button towards people we like, admire, and trust. So she turns her belly button to the left. You're sitting on the right.
And did you stuck
you're
her
literally
belly
getting a cold shoulder.
Okay.
Right?
Oh my God, so this is bad. Dude, I'm really, we're all just sitting here now looking at how we're sitting.
Yeah.
And I was like, I do feel, I've never noticed this, but I do feel way more confident with the person to my right. Way more
Me
confident.
Me too.
Yes.
And
well, it's 50-50 across the country. Yeah. 50-50.
Really?
Wow.
It's 50-50?
Yeah. So, but now if you're, yeah, so if your boss keeps looking towards the other person, make sure you kick that dope out and you get there earlier in the meeting and you sit on your boss's other side.
Got it. Okay.
So it's trial and error. It's trial and error. And then this is same thing. Say you're in sales. You want to make sure every single client on every file folder you have, it should say Bob Jones, right. Jillian Michaels, left. You know,
gosh.
Michelle Panucci, right. You know, you want to make sure you're saying what someone's preferences are. So you know where to influence them. Otherwise, we know this in law enforcement. I came from law enforcement. Mm-hmm. I trained with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. I was an investigator for 17 years. My dad said I turned my hobbies into a
She's
career.
I love
I
you.
I know.
You're my favorite person.
You worked for the FBI, too, right?
Yeah, holy cow.
Did you work for the FBI?
What? Yeah, I trained the FBI.
Yeah.
I worked for the FBI for a year in West Virginia.
She trained in the FBI.
You're kidding me.
This is why I keep her in my pocket.
Are you kidding?
This is some crazy Carrie Matheson type stuff.
I trained in the FBI.
Dude, okay.
Yeah, that's funny. People say I look like her sometimes. That's funny you said that.
So,
no, I train the FBI. I'm training the FBI out in New England.
She trains the FBI. You are a badass woman, and
yeah.
Thank God for you.
Yeah. All right, make anyone
Gosh,
say yes. So this would be nice. There's a lot. I'd like. How do we do this?
Now, this is a couple things. Number one with body language, all you have to do is simply nod your head. We have mirror neurons. So have you ever yawned and someone else yawned?
Yes, absolutely.
Someone else yawned and You could be watching a movie, right? You could be watching 24, or, you know, you could be watching Homeland. And Carrie Matheson's character yawns, and you yawn. This is because we have mirror neurons.
Okay.
When someone else does something, our brain literally begins to do the same exact thing.
Wow.
So if I start nodding my head yes, other people will do it too. As a matter of fact, with this detecting deception, the biggest tip on these head nods are to not do them. If you think someone's lying to you, you do not want to mirror their emotions. If I'm crying and I'm like, I'm sorry I'm late for work, you guys, it's just... my car ran out of gas. And if you show sadness, your inner eyebrows pull together and up, and you start feeling empathy for me, you will fall for my lie. Flat on your face, you'll fall for it.
Wow.
Because you begin to feel the emotions. You're like, there's no way she was lying because I felt what she was feeling. Yeah,
wow.
Knock it off. Stop doing that. You have to put a stop to it. But in work, you want to do those head nods so other people are nodding them. Now, here's the visual cue.
Okay.
I don't even know if I should give this to you guys. This
do
is
it.
Big CIA
don't,
stuff.
Do it.
Are
come on. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Can your audience handle it?
Oh, yeah.
You want to get a contraction going. So this is simple. Just use a contraction, right? So
okay.
Wouldn't, couldn't, can't.
Okay.
I mean, don't you guys want to know the same secrets the FBI knows when it comes to getting a job or getting people to confess?
Wouldn't yes. Yeah, we do. Yeah.
See, I'm getting you to say yes. I mean, don't you want to protect your friends and your family and your finances?
Wow,
isn't that something that's important to you?
You hear that, but you don't know why.
Yes, right?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Right, you're like, yeah. And you say things that are so obvious. So if you're in a job interview,
okay. You
would say to the employer first, you have to get, remember, I come from law enforcement.
Okay.
My job today is to inspire you to look at your world in a different way.
Okay.
So let's look through my lenses of these three-letter law enforcement agencies. So what do? We need to get ammunition in the gun before you can shoot the gun.
Right.
You can't tell someone in a job interview or if you're selling someone a product and you could be the product, you can't tell them how great you are until you know what they're looking for. So you have to get the ammunition from them. So I'm going to say to you, okay, Jillian, you're looking for an intern. What kind of things are you looking for an intern? Oh, I'm looking for someone that's responsible, someone who can work on their own, someone that's independent.
Yes,
great.
All those
As
things.
As you and I continue to talk, I'm going to say, okay, here's my experience. I've done A, B, and C. I'm an independent worker. Isn't that the kind of person you're looking for? Someone who can work on their own and be independent? Yeah.
Wow.
See, you already gave me that ammunition. I'm just shooting it back at you. Don't you want the kind of person you can count on and can work in your home and you feel safe with them around your kids? Yeah. I mean, don't you want the kind of person who's going to produce at the end of the day? Isn't that what you're looking for?
Wow.
Don't you deserve that kind of employee? Yes, 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 yes. Guess who gets the job? Janine Driver.
That's incredible.
And I'm nodding my head in the process.
Oh
Isn't that cool?
God.
Yes.
And then you also have, then touch your hand over your heart as you finish a request, signaling a heartfelt appeal. So, I would really love
well,
this job. And then maybe the hand on the heart.
Yeah.
This is a little hack for me. So this has been said by a million other people. So this isn't like some cool FBI, CIA strategy.
Oh, I see. Oh,
this has been out there. So
okay, so it's not new.
If anything, yeah, let's flip the script here and say when someone, just if you're on a date or you're on a job interview and the employer or the hiring manager says, wow, Michelle Fanucci, it was so great meeting you. And she's touching her heart. I heard you were recently in an accident. Are you okay? It, just understand, it could be faked. So I like using this tip to know that this is one of the most given tips by anyone in the public speaking world. So be careful of people. It's an easy one to fake, grabbing your heart.
So it's
it appears to be sincere, but now you'll know the difference.
Okay.
I like it. Okay. Well, shutting up an annoying coworker.
How do we do that?
Yeah.
Oh, this is interesting. You know, I talked about this. Anderson Cooper used to have his daytime show called Anderson Live, and I gave this to Anderson, which is so funny because he said, I would never do this move. And then yet on his headshot, he does this move, which is so funny. I'm a big Anderson fan as well. So Anderson, what I was saying is that when you are shutting someone down, you could literally, while we're talking, I could put one hand over my lip as if we're at the library, and I'm saying, shh. But I'm coming across as if I'm thinking. So I could say, Michelle, Jillian, and I literally have my right pointy finger over my lip as if I'm thinking, but this is what's called a nonverbal embedded command. It goes into that person's brain.
Awesome.
Okay, I need to be quiet. I need to be quiet.
I love
that.
So it's
true. It's like astrology. I love that.
Think of all the people that are going to do this to me now after they hear this.
I'm going to do it all night. I'm going to do it for the rest of the day.
Look at that. What is this?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you shut up? I'm doing it to Jillian right now.
It does. Well, yeah.
It's not working.
Fingers over, now I don't want to say anything.
Okay.
God, that's awesome. All right. Okay. Move past a mistake. So this says, keep your supervisor from freaking out by standing 2 feet to one side of him when you confess.
So this is not only just with confessing. This goes back to kind of where you're sitting, is make sure you're not standing right in front of your boss, especially if you're taller. You want to get lower than your boss. I call this body leveraging.
Okay.
I remember my mom passed away a year and a half ago of breast cancer. And the first doctor to at a hospital in Boston, this doctor stood over my mother and showed my mother the x-ray. She had her back to my mother and my dad and my two sisters and myself, and was using these palm down gestures, was so aggressive, expanding over my mother. My mother looked like a four-year-old kid that was scared to death. Now, we left that hospital. We're prayer people. We went home and we all prayed, right? We all prayed. We went to another hospital in Boston. This doctor leveraged her body. She was not directly across from my mother. It was like one of those twirly stools that the dentist has, or you're in those little photo booths where they take the black and white pictures of you making four goofy faces and it gets printed in a long vertical picture frame thing.
Yeah.
So she had one of those stools. The second doctor, she lowered it. She looked up at my mother. She was at an angle, same cancer, same place. Quite frankly, the same exact diagnosis and plan of how to potentially save her life, same exact. But because she looked up at her, because she was at an angle, instead of going home and praying, we walked about five blocks and got pizza, Pizzeria Regina in Boston, and celebrated because my mother walked out of there with hope. So if you want hope when you're in trouble with your boss, the way to do that is understand, don't stand over your boss. Don't stand across from your boss. Stand at that angle, or even better, sit at that angle and look up. Now understand, research shows something very interesting.
Wow.
If you are sitting in a hard chair, you're apologizing to your boss or to someone that you made a mistake to.
Okay.
If you are sitting in a hard chair, you will literally be harder on your apology. You're going to be justifying and validating. Listen, it was a mistake. If you had just told me, and it's not going to come across as very soft. So in those apology moments, research shows if you are sitting on a softer chair, you will literally have a softer perspective. There'll be a softness about you. If you're going to buy a car, do you want to be in a hard chair or a soft chair? If you're in a soft chair, you guess what you're going to do? Because a soft chair, you're going to negotiate more. You say, I want $28,000 for the car. The salesman says, the best I could do is $35,000. If you're in the soft chair, you'll say, okay, how about $34,500? The hard chair will say, listen, this is the best I can do. I'm not going to $35,000. The best I'll do is I'll give you the $31,000. So understand that literally what we touch in our bodies is affecting our brain and how we are processing. So if you're in a hard chair, you're going to become validating when you're wrong with your supervisor, and your boss is going to not look at you as sincere.
Incredible. towel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to freak out if ever I'm in one of those situations and there's only a hard chair. I'm going to be like, somebody bring me in a cushion now.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God.
But that's so interesting. Like, you read stories, Janine, where, like, the reason why a judge in a courtroom is raised. Is that true? Why a judge is raised? Because you're submitting to them on a level lower, right?
Yes. What do you think a pharmacist? A pharmacist is raised.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're telling you about the drugs and the importance of not mixing drugs, and they're giving you medicine. This is a seriousness when they're standing over you.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, yeah, like a mother. We say what? We reprimand our kids. Young man, what are you doing? We stand over them. We're not sitting on the ground while we yell at them. We're not sitting Indian style saying, what were you thinking there?
That's right. I really like this one. It doesn't say talk to the hand. It says, like, take charge of the office. But it says here that you literally put your palm down. So if somebody is, like, giving you attitude, giving you a hard time, use a dismissive palm down hand gesture to show that you're the one in control. Like, and it reminds me of, like, I've had it. I've had enough. Enough's enough. Is that legit?
Yeah, hello. A move that you did many times on The Biggest Loser.
That's true. I do. I know. I do it all the time.
Right.
She studied you. I do it all the time. I was watching a clip the other day of myself
Janine
doing it.
Oh, Janine's made a profile of Jill.
Yeah. I love it. Oh, can you come back and can we analyze Jill?
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll come in. I'll fly in. And you can play
oh,
with
my gosh. That'd be a dream.
Yes. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I would love it. I'd love it. Yeah, so that palm down gesture, think about it. This is what cops do. Like, they come into a space and they're like, ATF, on the ground, FBI, on the ground. And we do this when we want to let someone know, I don't like what you're doing. So if you're asking your coworker, hey, how was your trip to Aruba? And you're doing this palm down gesture, you might as well be saying, yeah, we all like you better when you were in Aruba. Because this is aggressive. This is not, hey, welcome back.
So many little subtle gestures. I mean, so are you able to go throughout your day and not analyze, or do you just see subconscious human behavior all day long?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this will have to be for another show, but
okay.
I'm a profiler when it comes to body language. And
wow.
There's this advanced body language where it's called posture gesture mergers. These are PGMs. And anyone can fake a hand gesture, like that hand to the chest that we were talking about earlier. And anyone can fake posture, how you sit in an interview. What people can't fake is this merger, when the gesture turns into the full body, this integrated movement, we call it.
Wow.
Janine, if people want to learn what you do, how do they do that?
I teach a class out here in D.C. at the Body Language Institute. Myself and another person, Chris Ulrich, used to work for Al Gore and was sick of politics and went into body language to detect deception, initially with politicians, which are on both sides of the house sometimes. And we do these three-day classes, they're 12 hours each. But you know what? If people can't afford that, it's not for everyone. This is for people who want to know what I know, like this cool, super awesome, you know, CIA stuff. You want to know that? Then come to D.C. If you are on a tight budget, go to your local library. I have two books, You Say More Than You Think. That's a New York Times bestseller, translated in over 40 languages.
Wow.
Although, You Say More Than You Think, right? It's called You Say More Than You Think, 7-Day Plan Using the New Body Language to Get What You Want.
Incredible.
The Japanese version had the word letters FBI on it. So I met a woman at in Hawaii. She was Japanese. I go, I happen to have my Japanese book with me. Can you tell me how they translated You Say More Than You Think? And the title in Japan is FBI Secrets to Manipulate and Control People's Minds and Hearts.
Oh,
no.
Perfect. It's perfect.
You may want to learn to read Chinese or Japanese and then buy that book. That
I have
a lot
to
cooler.
Say, I like that title much better.
Great
How
title.
Cool is that?
It already went massive bestseller, though. She doesn't need to
it
worry
doesn't
about
matter,
it.
But that's badass.
Janine, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Cool.
Hopefully we can get you back, because I could literally listen to you talk for hours.
We have way more things to do.
Thank
you,
buddy.
I love it.
We are crazy.
Hopefully you were inspired to look at your world in a different way. Thanks for playing with me, guys.
Thank you. And I know how busy you are. Thank you so much for making time for us.
It was awesome. You rock.
All right.
Okay, people. It's springtime. You heard me. Winter is gonzo, and it's time to get some fresh, beautiful, new window treatments. And our friends at Blinds.com want to help you do that. Blinds.com is a U.S.-based team of decorating experts that want to make your life easier. The website is really easy to navigate. The customer service is awesome. You can call them, you can email, you can live chat, whatever you need to get the help that you need. And I can vouch for this because I've used their service many times in the past year and they have been awesome. It's really easy. They send you free samples. You can try them out and match them within your home. They've got a sure fit guarantee, which means there's no risk. So if you mismeasure the windows, Blinds.com will remake your product for free. So just go over to Blinds.com today and get the great discounts all May long. You'll find your favorite brands, popular upgrades that'll go on sale. The value is insane. The customer service is bar none. Get free color samples, free shipping, free expert advice, and prices that will crush the competition, all at Blinds.com. Okay, guys, it's Arctic Ease time. You've heard me tell you about this product over and over and over, so I'm going to reiterate what you already know. The product is the bomb. Here's what it does. It gives you targeted cold compression therapy when and where you need it. The wraps are totally reusable. No frozen ice bags, no frozen packs of peas. They don't need to go in the freezer. They don't get everything wet and messy. You can use it when you're training, before your training, after your training, whether you have swelling, inflammation, you need pain relief, you have an injury. Arctic Ease works amazing. They're safe. They're comfortable. As I said, they are reusable. You've got to try them to believe it. Do not put your training on ice. Get reusable Arctic Ease cold wraps at CVS Pharmacy and get instant cooling relief when and where you need it, or simply go to the website at arcticease.com. Okay, so we're back, and I have a very good friend of mine on the show today, and his name, I love your name so much. Gunnar, tell everybody your name. Tell him your name.
Gunnar Lovelace.
Yay! How awesome is his name? So anyway, without being childish, Gunnar...
Wait, it was childish. I got tortured as a kid.
Lord
really? Of the flies, the fat hippie kid from the commune.
Oh my God. But see, I think it's fantastic.
So do I.
It makes me want to change Lovelace? My name. I love it. I know. But see, now women love it. So it only works for you.
It makes me think
you.
Like of shoelaces with little hearts on it.
Well, I don't know. Okay, well, I digress. So Gunnar is the founder and CEO of Thrive Market. And you guys have been hearing me talk a lot about Thrive Market on my social media channels, on the podcast, and there's a very good reason. And so Gunnar, before we get into kind of why you started it and all of that, will you tell people what it is? Because it's going to come best from you.
Awesome. Yeah, well, it's great to be here with you guys. And so we're working to make healthy living accessible to everybody. And the way that we do that is we offer the top 3,500 products that you would normally get at a health food store, but we offer them at 25 to 50% off online, and we ship for free nationally. So it's an incredible platform that is really working to make healthy living accessible to everyone.
Now, okay, obviously people know why I'm passionate about this, because I get many different frustrated complaints from people saying, you know, I can't afford those products and I can't find those products. So we all know that accessibility and affordability are key, and Thrive Market is providing that. But there's a lot more to this story. Not only is it a great solution, but the origin of the company is really special. And Gunnar, can you tell people a little bit about you and what made you start Thrive Market?
Yeah, so, you know, as you know, Jillian, you know, it was growing up with a single mom and seeing how hard she worked to make healthy choices. And, you know, it left a burning impression on me as I moved through my entrepreneurial career as a tech entrepreneur and interested in social enterprise and business as a vehicle for social change. I always felt like there's got to be another way to disrupt the normal dysfunctional food distribution and make, you know, empower women primarily who are the ones making these choices, and obviously moms and single moms that are struggling to, you know, pay for these foods, you know, and why do products with lots of chemicals and processing cost less than natural ones? It doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here's, so to give you guys a sort of idea about what's so great about this is that you're getting the opportunity to buy these products at cost. And the way that Thrive Market is able to do that is through a membership fee. So everything is transparent. Gunnar, will you explain? It's a $60 a year membership fee. Am I getting this
right? That's right. That's right. Yeah. So our whole model is to totally level the economic playing field. And so we break even on the product sales, and instead we charge a $60 a year membership like Costco. And then for every paid membership, we're giving a membership away to a low-income family, a school teacher, or a military veteran. I mean, just last week, we were working with a group that has got over 500,000 military veterans with PTSD and other health-related issues, and we're going to be distributing memberships to those constituencies. So it's, you know, a family will make, if they make two purchases, they pay back their entire membership, and an average family will spend thousands of dollars a year on food. So to be able to get them at 25 to 50% off, not including the convenience factor of just being able to go online, you know, in your underwear or whatever, order your food and have it delivered, that's pretty easy.
You know, Heidi first, I want to tell a little bit of how we discovered. Of course, Heidi always has her ear to the ground on, because this was back in the beginning when you guys were just starting, which was like a year ago, Gunnar. Am I getting the time frame right? Because that's right. When I heard about it. And I don't remember how she heard about it, but you know her. She's always like reading articles about chicken keeping and beekeeping and always very this organic living and how to get off of the grid and take better care of the planet. And she likes to keep me informed and all of this stuff. And she was like, babe, have you heard about this place? And I hadn't yet. I was like, no. And, you know, she told me all about it and she signed us up for it. And I just was like, oh, awesome. Great. Okay. And I was kind of watching it. And then Giancarlo came to me a short while after that. And he's like, have you heard about this? And I was like, funny you say that. Yeah, we actually just became members and we've been watching it. And he's like, you know, do you want to meet the CEO? And then when Gunnar and I had an opportunity to sit down and I got to hear about all the charitable aspects of the company and, of course, that it's solution-based and then the origin of the company, it was something that I personally wanted to be involved with. And it was something that I just feel compelled to get out there to my entire audience because as of right now, there is no other solution I'm going to be able to provide you to make healthier living more affordable and more accessible. And it's not just food products. It's also hygiene. It's cleaning products. It's the only thing you guys don't do right is meat and fresh produce, correct?
That's right, yeah. So we feel like the best solution is to go to a farmer's market, support a local farmer, get the best price on really fresh, nutrient-dense food on the perishable side, and then buy everything else from us. So the staples, the oils, the baking supplies, the natural snacks, the beauty care, the baby care, supplements, the superfoods, like all of that you get from us. And then, you know, ideally you can get to a farmer's market or have your own garden or participate in a community garden or participate in a, you know, a CSA program, and you're really doing the best of both worlds in that world.
Okay.
I have a question.
Andy wanted to ask him a question.
I have a question because I love the website. I think that it's so thorough. Like, it differentiates between everything that's on here, especially on the values page with the gluten-free and moms and raw and paleo. Do you guys at this point have, if someone were to call in and say, even though I know, like, these are my restrictions and I'm a diabetic and I'm kind of confused with how to navigate it myself, is there going to be resources in time where people can call in and maybe get, like, someone to counsel and advise them on how to buy from your site so that they in the future then have someone who can keep them accountable moving on?
Absolutely. I mean, right now, as you hit, it's a great point.
Like, smell we, you, Andy.
We qualified and tagged every product by over like 90 certifications. So whether it's paleo or gluten-free, or you're concerned about allergies, or you want everything to be fair trade, or whatever it is that you're particularly keen on, you can instantly sort the catalog by those things. So that in itself is very empowering in itself. But you know, we have an amazing member services team, and they're 7 days a week, and we're always there to support our people. Obviously, there's some interesting legal challenges when you like
give advice.
It's tricky.
It is tricky to give advice, but I feel like it's really thorough. Like me being a trainer in the industry, I'm not a certified dietitian, and I don't give advice for those same reasons. But the thing is that for me to say to someone, go to a resource that's pointed it out for you to make the decisions yourself is really empowering, because if someone does, say, have diabetes or they want to try paleo with the type of lifestyle they live, it's great to be able to refer and say, do the research the same way you would do with anything, and then it becomes collaborative. I love the website. I love what you do.
Here's something else that I love about Thrive. And, you know, for me, I've said this a million times, I am not able to get into business with a big food company because 9 out of 10 of their products are loaded with crap I've said don't eat. So I can't do it. With that said, the way that we've been able to monetize, quite honestly, the lack of ability of getting into endorsement deals is we invest in small companies like Crave or Pop Chips or Aqua Hydrate, or essentially better for you versions of people's favorite food. Now, there's a lot of politics involved in this game. So, for example, let's say a big box store, a brick and mortar store like Whole Foods, they're going to make you pay something called slotting fees. Gunnar, tell me if I'm getting this right, but basically you got to pay money to get on their shelves in the first
place. That's
right. Right.
That's right. I mean, that's why these products are so expensive in the first place, is that there's a bunch of middlemen and intermediaries from, you know, distributors to brokers to slotting fees, and it just makes it really expensive for a brand, like, just to certain stores, and I'm not going to name their names, they require you to do what's called free fill. And so every single time they open a new store, you're required to send them $100,000 of free product just because
really?
They opened up a new store.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that.
And if you don't do it, they pull you from the shelf. Like, that's just the way it goes.
That's like shelf extortion.
It is, but that's what it is.
Shelf mafia.
It is shelf mafia.
That's what
it is.
And not only that, again, we won't name names, but I've begun to learn the politics of this. Because I know about food politics and all that and food policy, but this is a whole different animal. So one of the things that some of these places have been doing, no one wants to get sued here, so we're not naming names, but they'll go to a company and say, if you start selling through Thrive Market, we're not going to carry you in our stores, which is illegal. But they're trying to make, because people are going to go, why would you pay twice as much for baby formula or your favorite chip or your favorite cracker or your favorite shampoo when you could get it at Thrive and have it delivered to your door? It's really dirty. It's really dirty.
Yeah.
And I think what I want to say to the listeners out there is that the only way this stuff changes and this corruption ends is by us as consumers voting with our dollars.
Yep. You endorse the companies that are ethical and that you start to minimize the bigger consortiums. That's what you have to do, to the point where a food product won't care whether they're on that shelf or not, because they're generating revenue through better means.
And this way the gatekeepers lose all of their control. And the gatekeepers, of course, are, again, we won't say the names, but certain huge chains that have the ability to do this. And what it's doing is it's cutting off access and it's cutting off affordability to the masses. So anyway, Gunnar, we won't keep you all day, but
I love you guys. So I would hang out with you all day, even if we were just silent.
Gunnar, I'm excited because I just got back from holidays and I'm putting in my first order tonight. So my stepson and I are going to go online and pick all the stuff we want and then get our little package in the mail.
It's so fun because awesome. I placed an order too. And I thought, like, if I went to Whole Foods I would have paid double the price. It's
easily.
Just,
I know.
It's so fun. You feel like you're stealing. It's really
great.
Oh my
God. You are. You're a highway bandit.
I'm doing something wrong here.
Oh my God. It's really thrilling.
One thing that I think is also just really great to point out you know, because there's so much debate and attention on this issue right now, is the whole issue of GMOs and foods. And so we've made a really clear stand not to carry any foods with GMOs. And, you know, like there's the WHO study that just came out a couple weeks ago, where, you know, they're for the first time showing that there's a probable link between, you know, glyphosate and Roundup that's used on GMO foods, yeah, and a probable link to carcinogenic reactions. So it's such an important moment. You know, when you go back to voting with your dollars, mm-hmm, you know, we get to vote with our dollars. We get to make the market. These big food companies, they're all, you know, their stock prices are depressed. They're frantically trying to buy these up and coming natural brands. You know, generally speaking, that's a positive trend because it's making the market. It's moving the needle. It's changing the paradigms in these, you know, old school traditional boardroom environments where it's just about scale and conventional agriculture and there's no real eye towards quality and social values. And so, like, you know, already in our, you know, 6 months of business, we're a top five sales channel for most of our brands. Like, we're cutting millions of dollars in POs to, you know, a soap company or other companies. And so we're already getting big enough to these companies that, you know, we're becoming a really critical part of their success, mm-hmm, which helps them, you know, feel good about, like, pushing back against the, you know, the pressure that they get from other retailers.
Wow. That's interesting. Fly that banner.
Yeah, and do your customers, what do you guarantee them? Like, your products are vetted by you, or how do you select your products?
Yeah, so that's a great point. So, like, you know, there's so much information out there. How do you know what's good? You know, there's, you know, 200 pop, you know, there's 200 chips, or, mm-hmm, you know, 200 almond butters, or you know, 100 baby formulas. So our whole strategy has been to just, you know, really cut all of the noise out, curate the best of class in every category. So, like, on the baby formula side, you know, we carry the only baby formula that's hexane free in the country. Wow. Like, you know, we just launched, you know, an avocado based mayonnaise, the first one in the country. Wow. You know, so we're in every category. Our goal is to carry the absolute best in class. And the beautiful thing about that is it makes it on the front end to our members, they can come to trust us, yeah, as a curated source, which makes it easier for them to make the decisions. And then obviously on the back end, it helps us achieve the pricing structure and offer the huge discounts because we get economies of scale from day one.
It's so smart. So smart. I mean, just having the peace of mind of going to a site that, you know, whatever you put in your cart has been looked at and is safe. And, you know, that's worth every, I mean, I would pay more just for that peace of mind, but I think your strategy is just brilliant. And I know I've heard many things about you, and you're a wonderful person too. And what you're doing is really just, it's
awesome.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a pioneer. It's going to be great to see how this revolution changes the industry.
I know.
And we're honored to work with you guys. It's really fun.
So, Gunnar, can you tell everybody where do they, I mean, this seems obvious, but where do they go? How do they sign up?
Totally. So thrivemarket.com, it's a website. It's very simple to use. You literally go to thrivemarket.com, and we have a special for Jillian fans and listeners, which is thrivemarket.com/Jillian, her beautiful name. And that takes you to a gift page where you get 2 months of free membership and a $10 gift card on your first purchase. And we're just so excited to be in the ecosystem with you guys, and, you know, really, really honored and happy to do whatever we can to help.
Gunnar, thank you so much, buddy. I, of course, will be talking to you soon.
And
absolutely. Please, everyone, at the very least, do yourself a favor. Go check it out. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So
thank you all. Really appreciate it. Lots of love.
Thank
bye,
you.
I got you, buddy.
All right. Bye.
Oh, Michelle wants to do a hot topic segment.
Hot topics.
Are we going to get sued? Is it a jingle that you pulled from somewhere, or you just made it all up right there?
A very funny man uses that, but it's...
Hot Pockets?
Yeah.
Oh. Hot Pockets? Oh, man. Now we're going to get sued by Hot Pockets.
No, they're good.
I was not in key, so it's okay.
All right.
We can argue on that.
Well, Fair enough. So, and it wasn't 14 seconds. I think you get, no, I think we might still get sued. Let's not give people any ideas. What are my hot topics?
Hot topics.
Oh, I just said don't do that. Good Lord.
I had to make
I'm going to have
laugh.
To quack that. All right, now what?
Okay, so.
You guys have some stuff you're passionate
yeah,
about.
Yeah, let's.
Who wants to go first? I have one,
you.
Too.
Me?
Yeah, you go first.
All right.
I have a hot topic.
All right. Let's talk about, yeah. Do you guys ever miss playing with Play-Doh or nap time?
No. Nap time. Okay. Yes.
Well.
Yes, I do. If you love somebody, let them nap. Yes, I love nap time.
The first ever.
Nap time's the best.
I have an
It's a nap time segment?
No. There's the first ever preschool for adults has popped up in Brooklyn.
Shut up.
This is big news.
Shut up.
That would be in Brooklyn.
I know it. What do you mean?
Come on. All right. It's a daycare experience, just like your preschool that you remember. The course features finger painting, nap time, musical chairs, dress up and show and tell. The tuition ranges from about $300 to $1,000
for
the month session of preschool.
A month? Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It says, and the founder of it, she says, in this 1 month adventure, we'll explore preschool concepts like sharing and friendship in order to apply and inject play, wonder, self-belief, and community into our grown-up lives.
You want to hear something terrible? I'm such a crap parent. I drop my kids off at preschool. And... Oh, I'm so horrible. And what? When I drop them off, yeah, I tend to stay for a little while until they do, like, circle time. And while I'm there, and they're, running a string through a certain kind of block, or they've got their little craft set up for paint over here, or whatever, I am thinking the entire time, when can I leave?
Lots of parents feel that way.
I'm thinking, when can I leave?
And you're not alone.
And I'll be honest, I love my son, because it's usually him now. Lou's like, bye-bye! She's out of there. I love my son, but I'm like, and my shrink is always telling me, try to relate, I want you to try to relate to him on his level. Try to relate to him on his level. And so it's like, I will sit there with, like, blocks and Legos, but I am bored out of my skull. I really am. I would much rather be doing adult things. Like, when I am with my kids, I do relate better. Like, I'd rather play with them in the pool. Like, I want to chuck them around in the pool.
Yeah.
Or I want to be riding, horses with them, and I do all the time. Or, playing time more physical with them. But, like, this stuff, I just, oh my God. I watched Heidi play, like, dolls, and I'm in hell. I can't do it. Sometimes I do it, like, before bed for Lou. Oh my God, it's a video
real.
On YouTube.
This is the preschool, and it's called Preschool Mastermind. The founder is Michelle Joni, and again, this is in Brooklyn. And I'm showing Jillian a little video.
I'm wondering what's wrong with me that this doesn't appeal to me at all.
Nothing's wrong with you. This looks boring. That's
why. I have adult hobbies. I don't want to do Play-Doh.
It would be fun if they served alcohol and then you could and then you could do fun in your show and tell. Your show and tell could be like, I pass. It would just...
Oh, I'm in hell watching this.
I just feel, what
you're
this is?
You're supposed to embrace your inner child and let it come back out, and it's
but
supposed
I don't,
to
I don't,
spark creativity.
My inner child wants to ride motorcycles. My inner child wants to do adult things. My inner child wants to, I want to go go-kart racing, things we do. I liked playing dodgeball when we did that.
That
I
was
liked,
fun.
I liked when we did Zorb soccer, which is where you get in this huge rubber ball and you play, but I don't want to do, I don't think I liked that actually when I was in preschool.
You don't want to finger paint?
No. I don't think I want to finger, but I don't want to poo-poo it. Like, I appreciate the concept. I just, as an adult, I don't want to finger paint. I don't want to play with
Play-Doh.
It
seems regressive to me, and I feel like all these people, and I'm not judging because they are getting something out of it,
they
clearly.
They sure are, and good for them. Yeah,
they are, the and you know what? Amen to them, but I feel like they're holding dolls and talking. These are drama school dropouts.
Yeah,
like,
I think so,
this.
Too. Not to sound like a jerk.
No. They look
and
like
they're
having
fun. And if you have kids,
fun.
Do it with your kids.
I don't know.
That's
I mean,
what kids are for.
$1,000.
That's why you have kids. You find your inner child, which, by the way, I must have really hated my childhood because it has been a challenge for me to do that. Like, it really has. Like, I
would feel silly and embarrassed.
I don't
if
like
I went
watching
to this
cartoons,
class, and I would be mad if I spent $1,000 doing it.
But to each
and
his own.
I like
so.
When I
yes.
My kids will watch. They get to watch two shows, and they're usually like 15 minutes before bed. And I sit there and I watch Bubble Guppies, and because Lou was like, "Mommy, come cuddle with me," and I'm like, "Oh my god!" And like behind her back, I try to answer my emails, and it's like I don't want to watch Bubble Guppies. I'm 40. I don't care about Bubble Guppies. I don't want to watch Peter Rabbit. I don't want to watch, you know, what's the other one that they watch? Paw Patrol. I don't care. I don't want to watch. And Heidi, I look over at Heidi, who's like, "There's
Rolling.
A new pup, guys. They're about to announce a new pup." I swear to God.
That's amazing.
I swear to God.
God bless her that she can go there.
She can go there.
She can go there.
She actually
My
can.
Sister is like that.
Yeah, I can't. I don't.
Whee!
Yes.
Yeah. My sister Cheryl. Whee! And I go, what?
I don't judge anyone, though. For me, this sounds like hell. I want to do adult fun things, not 3-year-old fun things. But
all right,
good for you, though, if you dig it.
So we're going to find $1,000 of our money, and we're going to find something that's comparable.
I'll tell you what's comparable. Like a Cabo vacation.
Yeah,
that's comparable.
$1,000
for margaritas.
Massages.
Yeah. Oh, a spa day. That's a good time. Thank you.
My inner child will come out right there.
My inner child wants a facial and deep tissue massage. That's what my inner child needs. For goodness, Play-Doh for $1,000.
All right, next.
Yes, sorry.
Hot topic.
Andy. Okay, can I share what I... Okay, looking online, well, my sister sent it to me. Tree change dolls.
Wait, what?
Okay, so this is it. It's a creation of Sonia Singh, and she repairs and upcycles forgotten and discarded dolls. Then they are given a new down-to-earth style and are soon ready for outdoor adventure. Here's what I love. She takes a certain brand of dolls that are over-sexualized, which I think
80%. I saw this on your page. The dolls are like... cute. They're hookers. They've got like mad quantities of freaking eye makeup and
gigantic boobs, perpetual pointed toes for their high heels. Their makeup is so promiscuous. It's unbelievable. And so what she does is she takes nail polish remover. Mm-hmm. Now, these are old discarded dolls that she makes new. So it's not like she's pulling them off the shelves and trying to, you know, have this manifesto about dolls. She takes ones that are all discarded from the lost land of toys. Mm-hmm. And then she puts new makeup on them. And they're actually cute and sweet. And she takes off the heavy makeup. And then she gives them a cute little outfit. And they are adorable. And when you see the before and after, you're shocked at how gross these dolls look. And I'm sorry. I'm not
Where
trying
did
to be
you
all
find-
that.
So people can check this out. Because I did see it on your page. I can go to Andy's Facebook page at Andrea Orbeck. Facebook.
Yep. But you
I
can go to Tree Change Dolls. And then she also sells them on Etsy. And she's gotten such positive feedback.
Oh, you can buy one for your kids.
Yes,
oh, I get it.
And you That's can actually cool. get them like... to look like your kids. So you can get like ones with a little tooth that's missing and really, really cute. And
Way
she brushes out their hair
That they don't. I need one that is black.
We're in the works.
Lou wants black.
We're on a wait list.
She's decided it's called black now. Uh-huh.
We love it.
Aww. Now she's able to tell the difference between lighter
that she
skin.
Can tell.
Oh, I can't. All it just, that, it's I'm dealing with
age.
It. I'm trying to figure the whole thing out. But that now... we want black.
Okay.
So I
done and done. Well, we're on a wait list because I reached out to the company and I wanted
Alec
one
Wex
for Lou.
Doll.
And they, they're so busy. It's gone viral. She had
really?
No idea she was going to go so big that now she has thousands of people from around the world trying to order her doll. And she's saying they don't even know how to handle the load. And it's a cute little story. It's on YouTube. And
I
it's just
love
like
it.
Her husband really supports her. And when you look at the before and after, you cannot believe it. So I'm proud of this lady and I want to endorse her. And I think it's cool because, you know, I'm having a girl and I just want her to have cute dolls that kind of look like her.
You want
not
her
look
off,
like
off the pole.
I don't want my dolly swinging from a pole.
Yeah.
I want her playing.
To me.
Well, mine are kind of heavy.
No, yours are great.
Yours are heavy.
These are a little
Darky
heavy.
Darky McDarkerton.
Especially now, we went from adult daycare to, you know.
Treating is super heavy.
Sexy no, but
dolls.
Yours are actually the most, you're
That's
very
okay,
important.
They're relevant.
Well,
go ahead.
So I thought this one was interesting because of what we had talked about on a previous segment with the whole internet tattoo.
Right.
And what you put out there, you know, specifically with social media.
So what you're putting out there and what you're posting, especially these young kids, like really thinking about it because it's going to live forever. The other part of that is what other people, specifically the press, say about...
Oh, I've dealt with that.
Say about you.
Oh, yeah.
And
I don't know that the average bear can relate to that, though. How is it...
Well, so for example...
Give me an example.
Rolling Stone published
article... Oh, about the rape.
In December. In December of last year. It was called Rape on Campus.
Yes. Yep.
And it was, from what I understand, it was a freelance writer, not an in-house staff writer.
That's right.
And this took place, this was at the University of Virginia, and it was a huge thing. The college, they shut down the fraternities.
Yep.
Kids were expelled. I mean, it was a big thing, and they were trying to handle the issue. Well, long story short, it comes down to that this person, the accuser, you know, and this is really scary because women should be comfortable coming forward.
Yeah.
So this is kind of, you're walking a really fine line here of like, how do you ask someone if they're telling the truth? It's a lie. The whole thing, it was made up, right? So
do we ever get the reason why the girl made it up?
I think
this is dangerous, by the way, because people already accuse women of making it up,
right?
Which is why so many don't come forward. This is bad on so many levels, but I know that's not the point of your... Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, and there's so many different aspects of this story of things that we could talk about. I mean, the ones that aren't lying.
But the media doesn't...
Gently?
Here's what's interesting about the media. So the point of your hot topic really is how much damage they can do.
Well, right. So this story posted online. It lives there forever. And what one of the things Vice Magazine made a really good point about this is that instead of posting a retraction on the original page of this story...
Delete the whole story.
They deleted the story.
Okay.
And then posted a new...
And that didn't help?
That's horrible.
Well, no, because what happens is...
Oh, see, I would have thought
this
that
is something
helped.
That lives forever,
it was
right?
already out
so
there.
So that page,
people knew about it already.
without the update, if that link is searchable forever,
you know what, though? You
story.
Can get rid of that. And here's how I know. Google does have the ability to delete those.
But if it's already out in the public and the people already know this story, you have to...
Well,
it. You can't just say, oops, and write a new one.
Yeah, you have to retract... Okay, so you retract it... But does the original link go away? That like they're rapists? But I know you can make that go away.
That's hard.
Well, okay.
You can. I mean, I think
it's hard because Google now can really though.
I know, but what if I screen grab it with my phone and I post that article on Twitter? I mean, there's so
many ways. Google can pull it down though. I know that. They are, because remember when some guy hacked into all those iClouds for all those celebrities and put their naked pictures everywhere?
Yeah,
that was
Marty
amazing.
Singer sued Google because he was like, you have the ability to pull these down and shut it down permanently. You do, and you're not. And I don't know what happened with that, but I remember finding it interesting and learning more that like they do actually have the ability to pull these things, which makes it, I know they can. They can put it back up and pull it back down.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I've been a victim of that. And one of the things, I find that they generally go after more public figures. But I do remember another story of a woman who, oh my God, I'm trying to remember what she did. But a journalist actually wrote how sorry he was for doing it. She was on her way to Africa or something. Michelle, you'll remember this. And she tweeted something like,
oh, it was she was the publicist
for AIDS. And she was like, don't worry, I'm not black or poor or something. What was this?
No, just it was I gotta pull it up.
But it was misconstrued.
She was like, just kidding, I'm white. I hope I don't get something.
Something
about that.
Right.
It was pretty off color. And it was tweeted to her private friend group.
But what she meant by, she was actually making fun of the fact that, you know, nobody ever thinks white people would get this disease. Or she was poking fun at the prejudice of it. At how prejudiced those stereotypes are.
Justine Sacco.
Yeah. Tell me what it says.
For AIDS in Africa tweet.
Right. What did it say? What'd she say?
Offensive tweet cost exact her job.
It ruined her career.
Yeah, it was going to Africa. Hope I don't get AIDS. Just kidding. I'm white.
Right. Yeah. And she was making fun of the stereotype. It ended up coming out later because the journalist who leaked it and destroyed her career, she was making fun of all the people that think like that.
She was poking fun at the racial stereotypes and, of course, taken out of, and it destroyed her career. Yep. And the journalist later had experienced something where, like, internet haters had gone after them and felt bad about it, but the damage has been done to her.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And there's a normal person right there. These kids were normal people. I experienced it, and I've talked about this before, the two most horrible things that I've experienced in my career that have really hurt me professionally. One was when the Huffington Post said, Jillian Michaels thinks, and they can't say, because I never said it, Jillian Michaels thinks pregnancy ruins a body.
Oh, yeah.
So they implied what I must be thinking when I said that, you know, I can't put my body through it. And I was talking about infertility treatments, mm-hmm. but they implied that I thought it ruined a body. Well, it doesn't matter. It went all the way around the world. It was a huge, it was on everything.
Yeah.
And to this day, I still hear people go, well, that bitch thinks pregnancy ruins a body. And I'm like, oh my God, I never said.
It's still out there. It's all over the place.
It's all over the place. And then,
Do babies ruin bodies? Jillian Michaels. I mean,
yep, there you go. It's everywhere to this day. And people still see those headlines when they Google it. Mm-hmm. And no one ever printed. It was like I came out and I was like, no, I have PCOS, I have endometriosis, this is not what the article was about. It, you know, they didn't print the rest of the article, and it was in like Women's Health or something like that. And it's to this day, and then the other one, I got sued 4 times for class action lawsuits for my supplement line. Dangerous, kills people, blah, blah, blah. And then it was something like Jillian Michaels products kill people. Of course, there's never been one adverse reporting about the product. Not one person has ever reported an adverse effect of the product. Products are all natural, all clean, freaking veggie caps.
Yeah.
You know, natural coloring, everything. Doesn't matter, though, because when you get sued by a class action lawyer, then TMZ is like accused of killing people with pills. And all those suits were dismissed as frivolous. All of them. Totally dismissed. No one ever printed it.
No one ever prints that.
No one will ever print that.
No, they
want
the
headline. And to this
day... They need the sensationalism.
How do we get on this? This is not a hot topic.
Well,
it is.
No, it is.
But then what's our takeaway on how to protect yourself, though? Because I've yet to figure that out, by the way.
Well, I mean...
What's your recourse? A lawsuit? Well, are those kids suing Rolling Stone?
Yeah, there's a lawsuit.
There you go.
But here's the thing. I mean, and you're already established, and not to take away from
you're right.
Those two things. Those are big deals. But we're talking about rape is a very serious allegation.
Yeah.
And these are kids in college that haven't even, you know, are just starting their lives and just mm-hmm. kind of starting to build a life and move out into the world and
into
the workforce.
How do people protect us? We got to give some takeaway on this, though. Michelle?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, as a journalist, I know that there's a pressure to get the story first, to get it fast.
Yeah.
However, I always say, and my colleagues always say, I'd rather be last and right.
Yeah, but that's because you're at CBS. You're not a blogger.
Well,
you know, a blogger.
I don't know what the takeaway is. I really don't. I really don't. Because
we got to have some takeaway here. This just sucks.
I know. I mean,
this is a bummer.
The takeaway here is, regardless of what your platform is, whether it's you're just a personal kind of like me, nobody, just posting on your Facebook page, or if you're sharing, maybe just do a little due diligence and think about the type of things that you're putting
careful.
Out into cyberspace. I mean, you know, even goes back to, we were talking about the internet trolling and people being cruel with their comments. I mean, this is just on a mm-hmm. much larger
Why
scale.
Why
did
that
but
girl
like,
come out and say she was raped? I'm curious. I'm just looking for ways that you could prevent it. Because it's like, what are the ways? Some of this is just innocent. You're
the
just
challenging
going.
Part, though, is that they interviewed her 3 friends, and they never, I think I have this correct, that they interviewed her. There was an issue that her 3 friends were never consulted, and they said that they didn't believe her. And then the person who conducted the interview said she seemed sincere about the interview and what happened to her. So when a journalist is disregarding the information in front of her, saying that they don't think that it's a viable story, and she wants the story so bad, the bias is there.
Yeah.
And I feel like people can't be sheep anymore. Like, we're inundated with all this information on the internet. We're inundated with conflicting
maybe
information.
That's the takeaway.
Yeah. We've got to be smart.
As the consumer,
mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the takeaway. Really do your homework. Dig a little bit deeper, because 9 times out of 10, people want to print what's scandalous, but not what's true.
Yeah.
And trust your organization. So it's coming from TMZ, or should I not say that? But
I know.
Right.
TMZ will say this. Mm-hmm.
accused of.
Alleged killing people with pills.
Right.
You know, or thinks pregnancy ruins the body, but no one in the regular world is going to stop and hear the nuance of when they hear Jillian Michaels thinks pregnancy ruins the body. Their presumption is you said that. They don't realize that they're legally covering their ass because you didn't say it. They're implying their own inference on what you said.
Yeah.
So I think that is the takeaway.
It is.
Yeah. Take it with a grain of salt. You know, realize that if you're reading it in the media, it's probably
that really bothers me. That bothers me because I'm part of the media and I want to get it right. But I was thinking even like Brian Williams, who I worked with and I trusted, and now you know all about the allegations about him. But a lot of his reporting was false, and he's off the air now. So it's just you have to be
before
your own journalist.
Before you make a judgment, exactly.
Yeah.
Before it, you have to be your own journalist. You got to be proactive before you make decisions or before you form judgments and opinions. Thank God we found something of light in there. Of like, I'm going to have to cut this whole thing.
That was
I literally was like, autumn segments out of here. Unless we find something to give people some
be
hope.
Your own journalist.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
Hot topics.
I had one, but now I don't. Now I don't know. Hen-deprived urbanites.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know we're still going.
Now you know I have to quack it. I just can't.
We are.
We are? Okay, we're still going.
Are you ready to... Really? This one's talking about dolls, and this one's talking about rape. I don't even remember what you were talking about. That's how memorable it is. And now...
Preschool.
When I want to do... Preschool, yeah. And now when I want to do mine...
Rent a chicken?
You shit all over it.
Yes. Oh, I want to hear this.
That's right, douche. Andy?
It's interesting.
Uh-huh. That's what I have to say. Hen-deprived urbanites can now rent chickens. If you love this by Jed Olbaum. If you love chicken, no, hang on. If you love eggs, but you fear commitment, maybe it's time to consider renting some chickens. Recent news reports from Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Ontario have highlighted the growing trend of the chicken rental business, allowing the ovo-curious suburbanites to collect fresh farm eggs daily in their backyards. Huh? This is good.
It's actually really cool.
I love that.
Come on, don't be.
I've come around.
Not everybody has 18 chickens like your mom. I mean, and this way you could try it out. You could see if you want to keep chickens. You get 14 eggs a week, which is true. We're swimming in eggs. And it's, hang on. Okay, here we go. Blah, blah, blah. Here's the cost. Okay, the company offers six-month packages that start in the spring and come with a portable coop, food, water dishes, instructional literature, and all the chicken feed you'll need for the duration of your rental. Pricing varies by location and how many hens you want to keep, but a two-hen deal will set you back between $300 and $400 for the 2015 season and should produce 14 eggs a week.
That's a lot of money,
and
though.
By the way, you big a-hole, it says, according to CBS News! And you just crapped all over it.
I actually think it's very cool. It changed my mind.
Yeah.
Wait, it's $300 to $400 for the
season.
Whole...
I think it's
season.
Way
it's
too much,
month.
Though, because a chicken is just a couple... It's only, like, my mom gets them for, like, $10-$15.
Yeah, the chicken is, but the coop and the
It all comes with it. Great deal.
And with the tutorial, and they help you establish how to raise the chickens, you can get, like, the hatch the hen, which is the little teeny tiny little baby chickies, and they wake... And then you can control their food, hence you can control the quality of your eggs, which to me is worth it.
Yes.
And it's great for kids, too.
So I guess you got to check bylaws in your area so that the, if you're in Manhattan.
Do whatever
all of
you
a
want.
Sudden,
just don't tell the neighbors.
Yeah.
I'm all about breaking the rules if it doesn't hurt anyone. I don't see how your rental chickens are going to hurt anybody.
No.
Yeah.
It's just you don't want to go to bed at night and have your neighbor hear. I hear that every morning from my farm, and if I was living in Upper
That's
Manhattan,
true.
I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, that neighbor's rooster wakes me up.
No, it's more. It's more like.
Oh. Oh man.
We're Michelle,
because it hurts when they're laying that egg. Imagine having an egg coming out of your knee.
I'm about to.
Yeah. All right. Oh, this is a winner, guys.
Oh God.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.